Great day, amazing human. Yes, welcome to Empowered Up My Skin podcast, where our mission is to help 1 billion people in this world think in more empowering ways. Empowered humans empower humans. So you are in the right place to become a lead domino for empowerment today. My name is Nkechi Mwafa Robinson. I'm not only your host, but I am a vibrant optimist obsessed to bring you empowering content with every single episode. We will bring you weekly content alternating between longer episodes with featured guests and a shorter episode called Empowering Bites, where I will be joined by my co-host, Gabby Memone. So if you're ready, let the show begin. Great day, amazing humans. Yes, it's your girl, Nkechi Mwafa Robinson, and I'm here with the amazing, the incomparable, the prolific Gabriella Gabby 1B Mamone, host extraordinaire of the Lead Summit 2025, co-host, I should say, of the Lead Summit. Yes, 2025, girl. What?
Oh, thank you. Woo is right. What an event that was.
I love it. And I thank you so much. Thank you. I give you your flowers. It was amazing. You made it amazing. You guys started on time, y'all. You started early. You even started early.
We take timing very seriously. I know. MC, right? You work with us. It's like, this is the time. This is the time. Even if there's six people in the room, we're starting on time.
To everyone that's listening, it's so funny because I made it really clear. I'm like, even if there's one person in the room, and you asked that at our pre-event meeting, I said, yeah, one person in the room, we start. Not only did they, I was like, they started ahead of time. Cause I was like, whoa, is the event starting? Cause I was in the back room and I looked at the clock and I was like, it was 10:25. Cause you guys started housekeeping at 10:27. I was like,
we were asking people to like start sitting
down. And then you guys just started. Yeah. So I was like, well, they don't even start on time. They start early. That was awesome. I loved it.
You know, time is currency. Yeah. And we appreciate everyone's time. Yeah. And those that are on time, we're starting. Yeah.
We started on time, finished on time. Every segment was pretty much on. Every segment was on time.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. You had a timer in the audience showing green, yellow, and red cards. Like, we took it seriously. Yes, I appreciate it.
I love it. I love it. Because people's time, you can't get it back. But you can you can enrich it. And that's what that was the focus. Let's use their time for value, you know? Yeah. And so anyway, Lead Summit was prolific. It was epic. It really, really excited. We have the date for 2026. It's coming. I have to just confirm with the venue. So same place, different. It's going to be a different date. But a year from now, just under a year from now, I'm really, really excited. The countdown's on.
Love it. Yes. It's in my calendar already.
So what are we talking about? I guess we're going to talk about LEAD.
Let's talk about LEAD. LEAD means different things to different people, but I love the acronym that was used at your event. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's important for the listeners and viewers to understand the place that we're coming from, mm-hmm. because the word LEAD mm-hmm. means something so mm-hmm. profound. So do you want to take us through that?
Yeah. So if you, sure. If you kind of go, if you want, you can go back to our May 8th, Empowering Bites. Cause we actually said why we lead. And, I think at that point in time, we announced the event, we were kind of explaining the event, and I introduced that LEAD, came to me, in spirit, and it stands for Learn, Elevate, Activate, and Disrupt. Mm-hmm. And so I truly, you know, I believe that everyone is actually called to lead, and, you know, through the work I get to do, everywhere, even just like definitely through the platform of Empowered by Skin, is really about helping people figure out what their lead really is supposed to be, the one that they're designed to do. And it's always from within, right? It's within their skin. And so, you know, it was really important for me to make sure that everyone that attended that event knew that they were not only born to lead, they were called to lead. And that summit was really an invitation. It was a divine calling for everyone that entered into that space to really come in, get some insight as to to their lead, you know, like through hearing other nuggets and this, that, and the other, because that's how we really learn, right? Like, it's really about learning out of people's experiences and then using that to add to our toolkit. But mm-hmm. to then leave from that environment, really even more and better equipped, especially in this world that we're in now with all of the disruptions that are happening, and uncertainties that are happening, to be able to be better positioned to continue to lead in our lives. Right. And so, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. so we talked about it. So I can start to share the framework, right? I talked about how, I developed specifically for lead an inner power paradigm. So IPP. And the inner power paradigm is, so if you can imagine, if I had a diagram, it's lead, then the arrow goes into elevate, and then the arrow goes into activate and disrupt, and you're continuously on this continuum of this paradigm. And so at any mm-hmm. given, anybody that was in that room, myself included, at some point on the paradigm, we're somewhere. We're either in the learning, we're in the elevation, we're in the activation, or we're in the disruption component, right? So L was learn, which is about awakening the inner leader. And I think I've been doing that since actually Empowered in My Skin got founded was, you know, I always talk about be convinced about who you are. Otherwise, you're going to be your victim to what the world will ascribe on your human, right? And typically, it's not always going to be something that serves you in the best. But the truth is, you can't lead others without first leading yourself. Mm-hmm. And you know, leadership is not about being, it's not about having a title. It's not about a stage. It's really, it starts in the quiet places, right? It's actually how you lead self, right? It's the work that you do in the mirror. It's the work that you do in your journal. It's the uncomfortable self-reflection, that you need to walk through. And so, you know, it was about, you know, perhaps changing the perspective of what typically people chase titles. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but true leadership is actually defined through your identity, like it's identified through or discovered through identity. You know, how do you identify yourself, right? And so I invited the group, everyone, to what is it that you then need to unlearn in order to lead in truth? Because I would say that a lot of us, myself included, have picked up false truths about ourselves. And those will always impact our lead. So it's about unlearning what that could be. And what I really, really loved is, you know, I just kind of got into it. I was like, and no time in any of that learning, as you start to learn the truth about yourself, do you ever, and I'm going to say this, like, you know, no matter how hard it is, you don't drop the lead. No matter how much, you know, hurt you might be going through, you don't drop the lead. No matter how tired you are, you don't drop the lead. No matter if people talk about you, whether they celebrate you, whether they ignore you or reject you, you don't drop the
lead,
right? No matter if you are in the top of the mountain or you're in the low valley, you don't drop the
lead.
No matter if you didn't get that job promotion, you didn't get the job itself, or somebody didn't call you back, you don't drop the
lead.
No matter if you're feeling sick or you're energetic or you're on a beach or you're at home scrubbing floors, you don't drop the
lead.
That's right. No matter whatever it is that you're having to endure in life, you don't
drop the lead.
That is right. And so I left them realizing that you cannot lead from a place that you have not yet discovered. Yes. And so it is so imperative that you, or haven't visited, it's so imperative that you get to know who you are.
I love that. And before we move to elevate, one of the things that I noticed that the audience also took away just from their comments and their interaction with each other was they're not leading from a place of ego. They're leading from a place of wisdom, from understanding. Yes. They're curious. Yes. They're humble. Yes. They're open to new perspectives.
Yeah. It's truth.
You know, that's key because leaders grow in self-awareness, mm-hmm. like empathy, strategy, and it's imperative that they're not leading from ego. They're leading from wisdom and understanding. True. So I gathered that in your speech for sure.
That's right. Then the next one, E, elevate, was really about growing into higher potential. And elevation is not about applause. It's about posture. And if you remember, I was like, if you think about it, like when I say that, stand up, like your elevation is going to be about your posture. Elevation is about the decision that you make to rise, even when no one sees you doing it, you know? And I think about like some of my most elevated thoughts really do happen sort of when I'm alone, I'm like, you know what? No, your next step has to be a higher step. Like, you know what I mean? And so and it's in those moments, like, you don't typically perform when you're by yourself. So it's not about presence. It's about choosing presence over performance, right? Like I want to be completely present in a room to feel my most elevated self than trying to fake it, than trying to perform the way that I think others want me to be performing. So it's really your presence, and the essence of your presence is your elevation, right? And so it's your conviction over convenience, right? It's going to be, what are you convicted about? That's the stuff that's going to really elevate you.
Yeah,
it's not the stuff that's easy.
Yeah, I agreed. I loved this part of your talk, because I actually also related it to recognizing the elevation of talent in others and building my confidence, building others' confidence. It's raising the standard, basically, within your team, within your community, within your industry. Like it's elevating all of that. And, you know, I asked myself, I'm like, who am I elevating today? You know, because the true leaders do not climb alone. They bring others with them, right?
Correct.
Nobody gets to the top alone. We have to elevate each other.
That is correct.
And so I really took that from that portion of your talk.
I love that. I love that. And thank you for adding that. And I think, and it's so funny because Cassie was a complete, if anyone knows, like, so Cassie's one of our hosts of Wit Love podcast. She also really helped us get to the finish line on this event. But she was one of the reasons why I said elevation is like when you stop negotiating your visibility, right? Because a lot of times she says she was sitting at tables not feeling visible. And I was like, you know, we got to stop negotiating our you are visible. Like, I actually see you. So you know what I mean? Like, so it's about understanding your value that you have in the rooms that you enter. And I think if anyone, when you get to real elevation, I think just your presence in a room elevates the experience, right?
Yeah.
And it doesn't detract from it. It adds to it, you know? Then A was activate. So it's so important after you've done the elevation, like, what actions are you taking? So it's about embodying the work. It's about, you know, stepping away from the, I'm not enough, I'm not good at, like, you have gifts. And so what are you waiting for to really just like amplify those gifts, shine a bright light on them? And like, and you should feel a fear when you get to that point where you're like ready to like, pounce in life. It should feel scary. Otherwise you're not doing it right. So it's not supposed to feel comfortable. It's actually supposed to feel a little bit uncomfortable. And just know that to lead is not about just waiting until you're ready. It's about doing it on today with everything that you already have, because it truly is enough. So I think activation is this, it's a sense of obedience. And I remember I shared with the group that when lead came to me, right? Even when empowered, I think I might've even talked to you about it. Like, how many people did I talk about? And I still hadn't set a date. I still hadn't paid a deposit. And I recognized that I had this revelation to do. And I shared it that day. I had this revelation to do this event. It took me activating. It took me activating that revelation. And I said, I recognize how many things have I had revelation about that I still have revelation about. And the truth is, that's just spiritual entertainment.
Really? Yes. Yeah.
It's like spiritually I'm being entertained, like, do this, you're gonna be that, you're gonna be I've taken zero action, right? Like, no. Revelation's really about, you know, taking action, embodying the work that you are designed here to do, and just leading forward with, you know, clarity and courage.
Yeah. And one thing that I took from that is leadership is not just about your vision. Mm-hmm. It's about momentum.
Yes.
Momentum comes from activation.
Yes.
You need to activate your purpose, activate your people, activate your ideas to take it to the next level. You have to act. You have to act.
That's so everyone here that's listening, what is the next step that you've actually been avoid taking? You know, we encourage you today to take it. And last but not least, my favorite, disrupt. D is disrupt. It's about transform and influence. And I think disruption often gets a bad rap. People think it's very chaotic, right? But I actually want to say that I personally think disruption is, I think the word disrupt is pretty sexy, but I think the divine disruption is sacred, right? Like, and I think it's, you know, to disrupt is to break cycles, is to break programming. It's to break the old systems, the old way of doing things, especially when you recognize that those old ways just feel way too left you like a comfortable shoe, right? Like it's to say enough to the things that just no longer serve you or others, right? And it's about stepping into the unknown and recognizing that sometimes just who you are as a human being is disruption, right? Like you walk into a room and you're going to challenge the status quo. Like suddenly the way we've been doing things isn't good enough anymore. You are listening for the white, like call it the white spaces, but you're listening for those spaces of opportunity that allow you to introduce another way of thinking, another way of being, another way of approaching things. Like that's disruption, you know, like when you stop people saying, how about, you know, how about we try this? How about we entertain this? So, you know, I think disruption has a vibration to it, like a really great vibration to it when it's done right. And it's not destruction. I truly do think it's obedience. There's something in your heart that is pulling you. And I think that that's the thing that you need to recognize is disruption. And it's going to feel uncomfortable. And sometimes it's going to feel like affliction. And I just was at a great sermon on Sunday afterwards. And it said, my anointing is forged from affliction. I think about your journey, right? Like I think how you've taken so much out of, you know, having MS to really contribute to a better world, like to, you know, and I think it's the ones amongst us that go through the most amount of affliction. And I think that create the most amount of sacred disruption in this world, you know? So, so in closing, you know, that's what I was encouraging everybody, that at any given time, you're somewhere on that inner power paradigm, whether you're learning, elevating, activating disruption, somewhere you're in there in that cycle, you know, and it's not supposed to be easy. You're going to be doing it while there's a whole bunch of other stuff doing. And the key call to action was no matter whatever it is, don't ever, ever drop the lead. You were meant to lead. You were called to lead. And I don't care what you have to do. Don't drop the lead.
Yeah. And I would say some of my takeaways were create positive impact, serve others, not to be served, guide change, not just respond to change, and inspire, influence, and innovate. And this kind of like embodies everything. And ask yourself, you know, what are you willing? What are you willing to risk?
What are you willing to risk? There's got to be a risk. There's a sacrifice. There's something. Yeah. But let me just tell you, no matter what it is, don't drop the lead. Yeah. Everyone was born to lead, called to lead. So don't drop the lead, y'all. Don't drop the lead.
I love it.
It's a hashtag now. It's a hashtag. It's a hashtag.
Sermon. I love it.
It's a hashtag. It's actually a t-shirt. I got don't drop the lead t-shirts too. I love it. Okay. I love it. So Gabby, thank you so much. Oh my gosh. I love it. I'm so excited and feel so passionate. It truly is a movement and you were a part of it. And I thank you. I thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity. I remember when you had the vision, the dream. You're like, you know, I want to have an event.
And I moved it from revelation to reality. I stopped the spiritual entertainment.
That's right. It started there. And you took the action. You did the steps. Yes, you know, we were on time and people were transformed. And it was like, okay.
I love it.
Mission accomplished.
I love you. Thank you, listeners, for listening. Thank you, watchers, for watching. And to everyone, this is where I say I'm Inc.
And I'm Gabby with 1B.
And we're out.
Bye-bye.
Don't drop the lead. Don't drop the lead. There you have it. I trust that you are feeling more empowered in your skin. As the late Dr. Maya Angelou said, when you get, you give. When you learn, you teach. So it would mean so much for us at Empowered in My Skin, Inc. if you share this episode and tag us or teach an insight that you took from today's episode on your social and tag us. Feel free to leave us a review over at iTunes and follow us on social media at Empowered in My Skin. Finally, remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode.